USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
New Israeli airstrikes in Gaza were launched after incendiary balloons were launched from Palestinian territory and exploded over Israel. Dan Araki from the Ohio USA Radio News Bureau reports.
Israel has launched airstrikes into the Gaza Strip following a series of arson attacks. The Israeli Defense Force says it bombed Hamas military complexes in Khan Yunis and Gaza City overnight on Wednesday. The attacks come in retaliation for the launch of incendiary balloons from the territory, which started at least 20 fires on Tuesday, according to the Israeli Fire Service. It's the first major violence since the two sides agreed on a ceasefire on May 21st. There were no immediate reports of injuries.
The Senate on Tuesday confirmed antitrust expert Lina Khan as commissioner of the Federal Trade Commission. The 69-28 vote greenlit Khan, known for her work how to apply antitrust laws to the big tech industry. This is USA Radio News.
Hello, this is Wayne Alaroot for our newest sponsor, Asset Strategies, or ASI for short. ASI is a precious metals powerhouse. They sell gold and silver. Never in history has there been a more important moment to buy gold and silver. ASI has been in business for 39 years. They've served over 20,000 clients and sold $5 billion worth of gold, silver, and precious metals with zero complaints. Last year, gold saw gains of 25%. Silver nearly doubled gold's performance. Now Democrats are in charge. Green New Deal, open borders, free health care for illegals. Bail out broke cities and states. The debt is about to go through the stratosphere. The time to buy is now. The owners of ASI, Michael and Rich Chekin, have been my close personal friends for 16 years. ASI is the company I trust when it comes to buying and selling precious metals. Call now to receive a free consultation and a free 1 ounce silver eagle with every qualifying purchase when you mention the Wayne Alaroot Show. Call 800-831-0007. That's 800-831-0007. Or visit AssetStrategies.com.
Back in 1983 and 1984, the water level at Lake Mead was so full, the dam had to use spillways to release excess water. Now, decades of drought have the dam on the border between Arizona and Nevada at dangerously low levels. Tim Burke from the Phoenix USA Radio News Bureau reports.
A decrease in the level of water coming from the Colorado River is a cause for concern in the western United States and Mexico. The Bureau of Reclamation says 2 years of drought have reduced the water flowing into Lake Mead and Lake Powell. That's a problem since the river provides more than 40 million people in Colorado, Arizona, California, Nevada, New Mexico, Utah, and Wyoming. Millions of gallons of water from the river are also promised to Mexico as part of a treaty signed in 1944.
One thing the lockdowns taught us about Americans, consumers and streamers are preferring shows that are released weekly as opposed to binge-watching shows that are released all at once. That's according to data provided by Parrot Analytics. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Today could very well be the make or break point for President Biden's strength as he faces the leader of Russia in Geneva. Backpedaling from calling Putin a killer, Biden now calls him a worthy adversary. From a spy's perspective, former CIA station chief Dan Hoffman tells Fox News what the United States needs to focus on at the summit.
Well, I think, first of all, the summit is an opportunity for President Biden to emphasize the red lines in the United States. Vladimir Putin is on the offensive. He's interfered in our elections. He's used banned chemical weapons against his own people. Both in Russia and overseas. He's launched cyber attacks against us, allowed cyber hacking groups to homestead on his territory and target our critical infrastructure. He's holding American citizens without due process. There's just a litany of issues where our national security interests are in confrontation, and I expect those issues to be discussed. I know the Biden administration wants to get to predictability and stability, but to take a page out of President Reagan's book, you don't get there without demonstrating strength. You don't get any peace without demonstrating you can defend yourself.
Mr. Hoffman explains what Putin is seeking from the summit.
Well, I think Putin's has already gotten what he wants, which is to be perceived as playing on a level playing field with the United States of America. And that enhances his stature at home and abroad in advance of Russia's parliamentary elections. He wants to portray himself as the only one who can defend Russia, the besieged fortress. And that's a supreme benefit to him and his regime security.
I'm Lance Pry. This is USA Radio News.